sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
Episode 134, Attack of the Killer Pimps. You know what? No poetry for this day. No poetry for today's episode. Let's do it like this. Welcome, bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. MrShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B. Oh, you know what? And a.k.a. Gaston Lenoir. Wait, what the fuck's going on here? What the hell? Sorry. My computer is complaining about... holy shit, focus, B Black. All right, welcome... Be Black, yeah, okay. Before I start the show, welcome back, you returning listeners. And shout out to you new listeners, especially if you clicked on this podcast by mistake. But check it out, I gotta give you a heads up, like I always do. This podcast is protected by the red, the black, and the green. And waves a red, black, and a red, blue flag. Rouge et bleu is up in this bitch. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up in the 80s watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and Soul in the City of Much Music. The time is 9:50 p.m. Today's date is December 13, 2023, and this episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory. Oh, hold on a second. One last thing, this episode is also brought to you by the letter F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey is a staff, record label, and has a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. All right, let's get this shit started, man. Let's get it rolling. I'm recording very close to my bedtime on a school night. Now, if you know B Black holds school night very sacred. Is very sacred about his school nights. Now that he's an adult, he's a responsible adult, tax-paying adult, paying a mortgage. I gotta respect my fucking. I don't like, you know. I got friends who go out on a school night and I chastise them for it until they convince me to join them. But I still chastise them for doing it. But yeah, shout out to my friends, yeah, who managed to bring me out on the school night. But yeah, okay, hold on, man. I forget that I'm recording a podcast. Yeah, for you new listeners, just to give you a heads up, so I like to break down my episodes, my podcast shows, into three parts. The first one is the introduction, which is what I'm doing right now. The second part is the, and I like to call these parts acts. Like show, right? So, yeah, first act is the introduction. Second act is using random thoughts. And final act is final thoughts, which I'm considering renaming to last final word. I don't know. I'll figure it out. I'm indecisive like that. But, yeah, all right, got that out the way. So in the introduction, I like to do shit like, you know, play the theme song, then tell you the title of the episode. Usually, I recited some poetry. I like to start out with some poetry, but in this particular episode, I chose not to. And, yeah, introduce, you know, say welcome and all that shit, right? And today's date and all that thing. But two things I need to point out. Heads up, for anyone who's listening to this podcast, expecting to hear, especially if you're a pimp, and you want to hear more about, you know, Attack of the Killer Pimps, like if you were like, if the title got your attention and made you want to click, and you expecting and you were expecting to hear about pimping and shit like that, no, I'm sorry to disappoint you. No, it's not that kind of episode. Today's title is in reference to Hollywood Shuffle, which I'll talk about in Final Thoughts. But yeah. So I just want to get that out the way. One thing B-Black refuses to do is to waste the valuable time of you pimps out there. You know, getting away with abusing women, exploiting women. Yeah, anyways. No, that wasn't a shout out. I'm just saying facts of life. People are evil. Anyways, yeah, okay. Yeah, so got that out the way. Second. Oh, yeah. So in the introduction, I like to do shit like read out a quote. And today's quote is goes like this. Shout out to my man, Talon Macy. You know, Talon Macy, pretty much a legendary poet. He's pretty much where a lot of the quotes that I share on this podcast, I usually get them from him because it pops up on my timeline. And this one goes, observation can be more informative than conversation. Seek first to understand, then be understood. Or a better analogy is, watch them niggas that's close to you and make sure they do what they supposed to do. Cause you know they be thinking of smoking you. Never personal nowadays is the ways. I'm just saying, look, man. Yeah. Learn to observe more than talk. Or take people's at their word. Anyways, yeah, okay. Another thing in the introduction, I usually wrap up in the introduction, but I'm just going to go a little spontaneous. I'm shouting out, hang on a second. I'm going to give myself a little props here for, hold on. Yay! Signifying that I'm winning for treating my podcast like the white man. And what I mean by that is that I making it a priority. It's kind of like, I remember a long time ago, the idea came to me of how you should, when you get your salary, take 10% of your salary and set it aside. But commit to doing that. And I thought it was a weird idea until I realized part of the point to doing that is the same way you give urgency to Visa, mortgage, the rent man, tax man, the same way you go out of your way to pay your debts is the same way you should commit yourself to paying, to giving your own self 10%. And I thought it was a fascinating idea because the concept of making yourself a priority was fascinating to me. And in this particular case, I love the fact that this podcast means a lot, means the world to me. And I bring this up because I just logged off work. There was this thing I had to do. Actually, it was a work. It's a training. it's a bunch of things that, it's a bunch of shit that when you start your job, you're supposed to do, like these trainings. Hey, welcome to the organization to help you get familiar with the organization. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to disclose this information, but long story short, it's shit that was lingering. It's shit work that I needed to be done. It wasn't really fucking important, but it's just work that needed to be done. Should have been done when I first started out, but you know, I hung out with a bunch of slackers who didn't give a fuck, and I happened to get this new boss, not boss, but he just happens to be like, hey, what the fuck? What's with all the, it's not just me, but a whole bunch of us that hadn't done these training, and this motherfucker put his foot down. It makes me laugh. Fuck that shit. Anyway, long story short, there was one of them that was really long. It was, here's where I'm getting at all this. It's not the fact that I just got off late and still chose to do my podcast. I also want to bring up the fact that it also happened. You know what? Okay, I'm going to save the second thought for news and random thoughts, all right? Okay, you guys cool with that? Like you got a choice. All right, so So in introduction, we do shit like this. Now in news and random thoughts, we do exactly that. Cover news and random thoughts. So let's go. All right, now you're in the second act of this podcast. All right, using random thoughts. So to continue off what I was saying relax, B. I think I'm going to get high tonight. Okay, so two thoughts. First is, I realized part of the reason why I was putting off this kind of work is because it relies on a skill that I suck at, which is reading. I think it might have something to do with ADD, my inability to focus, or how but let's just say this thing that, according to the people who made this training, was supposed to take 3 hours, took me fucking 6 hours. I got it done. I'm happy I got it done, but 6 fucking hours. And this shit was driving me crazy. Like, I was so frustrated when 3 hours came up. And I'm like, fuck, I'm not going to finish. I'm not going to finish before work is over. I'm likely going to be all night working on this stupid shit. Okay, hold on a second. Why is my headphone? It's like the treble is high in my headphones. I'm not sure what I did differently. What's going on? Sorry, guys. All right, boys and girls. Yeah, anyways, I only bring this up because part of my frustration of not finishing on time, it was driving, it brought me back to that feeling of when I was in school. I hated school, man. And what's funny is I loved to learn, but I hated school because I kept feeling like school was just calling me stupid. Ah, you ain't shit. It was just reminding me how I ain't shit. And when I say this, I mean things that everyone else was able to do, I couldn't do. Like, finish at the same a lot of time as everyone else. No, I don't think I have dyslexia. But I don't think it's dyslexia, but there's something. I don't know what it is. All I know is not being able to finish a task with everyone else has always drove me nuts. And that always caused me to think that I'm an idiot. Something's wrong with me. I'm dysfunctional. The N-word kept coming out, man. It's like, fuck, these white people gonna call me nigger. And they're gonna be justified. And, shit was just driving me. I remember just feeling like I was back in school. And luckily, I chugged through. I fought the negative thoughts and managed to get through all that fucking work and get it done. Sure, it took me 6 hours, but damn, it's a fucking, On the plus side, now there is a silver lining to this, is the training that I was doing, actually part of what took me so long is because I was putting a lot of thoughts into it. And it had something to do related to the field of business and administration. And the one thing I'm grateful for this particular training is, see, I'm in IT, I'm in computers. And I think I convinced myself that's only thing I'm good at. But this particular training has more to do with management, with business and administration. And it, like, gave me a peek of what that field entitles. And the thought process that I was going for, like, being able to break things down and understand that, that's why things are the way they are. Oh, that's right. Jobs don't appear out of the blues. There's a whole process that had to happen before my job position was created. So it was fascinating. All this to say that if it wasn't so late, if it wasn't for this podcast, I would Google. You know, I'm going to do this later. I'm going to do it tomorrow on the white man's dime, and I'm going to look up courses in business administration. That might be my next field. I'm adding this to News and Random Thoughts. It's just a thought that I had. I have a friend. I told you about him that. In the past episode, I had convinced myself that people my age, it's too late for people my age. We're old dogs that can't learn new tricks. And lately, I've had a friend who just got getting back from Indonesia, and this nigga, black dude, and this nigga is able to speak Indonesian. Fascinated me. At least I think so, because he was talking to this other dude who was Indonesian, and it looked like they were having a fluid conversation, unless he was, you know, bullshitting me. But whatever. That's not the point. My friend just came back from Indonesia, speaks Indonesian. He's over his 40s. I have a homegirl. She actually went back to school and got herself an MBA. I didn't think it was fucking possible. I'm so proud of this woman. Actually, I gotta remind me. I'm gonna make a note to call her tomorrow or message her. Yeah. So she, remember, she was doing night school. She was just going at it. For me, it looked like a fool's errand. And yeah, I know. She's telling me that, you know, today, this week is, I mean, this week or this month is her final courses, does an exam, and by when she's done, she's expecting an MBA, a fucking degree. I didn't think it was still possible to do that. I have another homegirl. I'm not saying her name. I'm not saying these people's name, but another homegirl. I was just going through my Instagram, and she's a woman I did comedy with, and she was showing a video of her singing, and she was talking about how, yo, she couldn't bust a note. And then, I don't know, she went to some school about for singing, and God bless this woman. Anyway, God bless this lady. Yeah, so she was taking a course to practice singing, and now she's a singer. Like, I was fascinated. I remember when I first saw the video, I wanted to just wanted to hate on her, send her a message, just, and go back to Africa. No, she's not black, but I'm just saying, you know, say some hateful shit, something like, I got John Blaze, bitch. Yeah, out of sheer jealousy. Because she's the kind of person who, I'm going to try something new and work at it until I get good at it. And I'm like, fuck, another accomplishment? I remember just being so jealous. But I'm thinking all these three stories, these three events, these three encounters, these three examples. It's just, I'm going to use that as my motivation or my idea that it's still possible. I'm going to use that as my example that it's still possible. And shout out to those three for not being the kind of person that, you know, who for leading by example. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at, man. So I'm saying, I was thinking of these three people and then the idea of, who knows? I'm not saying I'm going into business management, but it's more, initially, I would have just shunned the idea of, come on, B, you're too old to learn a new course, to learn something new. And anyway, yeah, so hold on. Okay, I'm talking too much. Yeah, that's it. So I think my point in this conversation is it's not the fact that there's still hope. It's more the whole getting closer to believe in the fact that there's still hope. I'm really not going to preach on this podcast about, hold on, you gotta hold on and hope. Nah, fuck that. Shout out to those of you who've been knocked on the ground and I'm like, you know, and found comfort in there. Yeah, that's, I could talk to you people. I won't talk to you about getting back up. That's your own choice. But from what I understand, eventually at some point, you're gonna wanna get back up. If it's not today, don't worry. Don't stress it out. Stop thinking about where you should be or whatever. I'm just saying that maybe. I think I'm at the point of, what's his name? Leslie, what was his name again? Goddamn, motivational speaker. Goddamn it. What was his, hold on. There's no way I'm motivational speaker. Wes Brown. Is it Leslie Brown or Wes Brown? Why am I thinking of Leslie? Ain't no motivational speaker. No, I'm thinking of Les Brown. Holy shit. Les Brown. Yeah, no, Les Brown has had a series called It's Possible. And let me just click on that. Yep, it's still around. It's Possible. Greatest hits. Shout out to my, shout out to the homie who hooked me up with that tape. I used to have that speech on cassette, and then it broke. You know, I might still have it. Hold on a second. Is it still there? Les Brown's Greatest Hits. Yeah, I'm not going to play that. Holy shit. Yeah, I know. Am I going to put a link to it? Nah, you know the words. Whatever. All right. Where was I? Okay. Okay, let's get... Okay, this is not usually news and random thought. This initial thought was just random on my part. Inspired by the fact that it's past my bedtime and that I've been did some overtime that I'm actually not going to claim because I'm not going to blame my employer the fact that it took me 6 hours to do a 3 hour some shit I should have finished in 3 hours. But I, yeah, that was pure random. Okay, back to the script. Let's get to back to the script, back to the program. Okay, first item on the rundown list. God damn it, Matt Rife. Motherfucking Matt Rife. Okay, so the article, do I have this? Do I still have the article? I am, because I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this nigga. Okay, I see the thing with Matt Rife, I talked about him in a past episode, is he seemed like he's a shitty dude. He's doing shitty things. Okay, I know, I don't know him personally, but the headlines about him are very shitty. And the latest one, and this motherfucker picked a fight with a six-year-old kid. Now, I thought, you know, liberal media was exaggerating. And then the mother of the six-year-old child he went after spoke out. And she explained how, and she basically explained how on her podcast, I don't know, I think she made a reference, I don't know, her six-year-old child. Oh, there we go. Here you go. I'll play what he actually said.
Jupiter has a ring and you don't. Doesn't mean.
Oh, right. Okay. Matt Rife had a joke about how about chicks were into crystals or astrology. I forget. Whatever. Something like that, right? And I made a joke. I'm laughing because I'm laughing because I have a map on my wall. You can't see it right now, right? I'm pointing at it. I have a map on my wall of the solar system. Granted, it's an old map. Pluto is still on there. Make Pluto a planet again. Anyways, yeah. So I have a map on my wall of the 9 planets in our solar system. All right, you fucking liberal media. All right, 8 planets in our solar system. And Saturn is the one with the ring. I should have known that shit. I completely allowed Matt Rife to make me laugh at a joke that was motherfucking inaccurate. Again, my favorite podcast is when I make my own self laugh. Anyway, apparently this child, 6-year-old child, went, apparently, no, I have the clip in front of me, right? I'm on the plate, okay? So Matt Rife makes a joke about how just because Jupiter don't have a ring, just because Jupiter has a ring, you know, fuck the joke. The point is, it was a joke about how some chick was unmarried because she's into astrology. But whatever. You know what? Better you hear from him, right? And this is what the kid respond in response to Matt Rife. This is what the kid says.
Saturn has rings, and it has more also, and you're mean to girls.
That's amazing. You know, I'm curious what's going on here. Okay, so the content creator's name, the mom of this child, right, is Bunny the Dea. Anyway, homegirl. I'm not familiar with her content, but apparently allowed her son to say these cute things, and especially the part about stop being mean to girls. I mean, to me, that's like progress. Yeah, that's a new level where we have boys saying, "Hey, man, don't be a dick." Standing up. I'm not just standing up for women, but standing up against dickheads, right? I could talk to you about how I have been guilty. The guilt is still there. I've been guilty of turning a blind eye of men being toxic, pretty much confirming, proving everything feminists were saying about, you know, why men ain't shit. It's like either you're the guy doing dirt or you're the guy turning a blind eye to the guy doing dirt. Anyway, that's not the point. So, young man says that, and Matt Rife decides to attack, you know, say some shit about, hey, well, what was the joke? His response was like, I forget, but yada, 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 your mom does OnlyFans. Now, it's not the fact that, you know, the content creator responded better, responded perfectly. It's like, yo, I ain't mad at chicks who are doing OnlyFans, but come on, dude. Slut shaming. I mean, you know, it's not her content, but it's basically, you know what? It's not actually the actual It's the fucking why leave a. My point is, well, what's that expression? Fuck that black expression. Oh, hold on a second. I got my book about how you, not to turn your head at every barking dog. Not everything deserves an attention. I'm saying, yo, homie, Matt Rice should have let that one slide. Now, when I heard this story, my first thought was that line by Jay-Z on Takeover where he says, I don't know why your advisor ain't foreign warn you. Now, honestly, I really want to jump on this fuck Matt Rife train. I really want to jump on it. But the thing is, one, his down-to-earth style, he reminds me of the comedians I was going to say grew up with, hung out with when I was doing comedy. And the thing is, there was a certain respect that I had for them, regardless, right? Sure, a lot of them were a piece of shit, but it's like, okay, it's because I could see him like someone I would see in a green room that I would, hey, see after a show. That's what it is. And I feel like a hypocrite or like, I feel like I'm being a hater by talking shit about the dude with the Netflix special. Like, hey, sir, if I was in your shoes, if I had your talent, this is how I was behaving. I don't like doing that to artists, man. I mean, yeah, when they fuck up, you got to point it out. Yeah, I don't like doing that. I got to put it out. I don't like doing that to artists, especially when I'm within their proximity, within their, not that I'm Matt Rife level, but I'm saying he reminds me of another comedian just trying to do his thing. And who lucked out, got a Netflix special. It's like, you know, you applaud that shit. Clap for him. That's what I'm saying. Or maybe Matt Rife has reached a level. Because I'm going to talk about Puffy later, right? I was just thinking about that. Hold on a second. You standing up for a white boy and you're going to diss a black man? Change your name, be black. Anyways, yeah. Or maybe Matt Rife has reached that level. He's in the stratosphere. Maybe he is outside by, he's on a different level. And I'm entitled to talk shit about the dude and not feel like a hater. Okay, bottom line is, out of all the decisions this dude has done, yeah, man, going after that six-year-old was not worth it. Unless his intention was to get approval from the boys at the barbershop. Well, not my barbershop, but from the boys at the locker room. If that's if he did that just to get high five from the fellas, then okay, well, I guess he knows what to do. Or maybe he's being like Kanye. Like, I'm doing, okay, how much time have I spent? Okay, I'm switching to that. Look, how much time have I spent speaking about this white boy? Like, his name is out there. Sometimes I'm thinking, you know, I've got this bad habit of giving white people too much credit. Like, maybe this is part of a master plan. When he did that Netflix special, he figured out the formula. He goes, yo, man, I need people to hate me, to talk shit about me, because that's the only way I can stay relevant. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I should look forward to me reaching a point with this podcast where someone else is like, fucking be black. Did you hear what he talked about? His fucking work. Fuck that nigga. Who the fuck is, you know, when I'll say some shit that I shouldn't. Did you hear on his episode how he talked about he didn't do his mandatory training? What the fuck kind of human being is that? You know what I mean? Maybe, I don't know, whatever. I don't know. You know what? Okay, I'm going to drop this, shout out to my homie Jay for bringing this story to my attention. But yeah, come on, man, leave the kid alone, man. Boy, what's not worth it? All right, okay, let me jump to the next story. Okay, this one I did not get a chance to read. By the way, did I mention the link to the store so you can see it for yourself, or in the show notes? Everything I talk about are in the show notes so you can check it out for yourself. All right, okay. So next story. I didn't get a chance to read it, but I'm going to play it on this. Oh, here's hoping it plays. I'm going to play it on this podcast. Yeah, but I'm going to, when I say play, I'm going to let my AI robot read the article for us And then because when I read, I feel nothing but shame. So here we go. Yeah, hold on a second. As it loads, here we go.
Clips respond to Andre 3000 saying he has nothing to rap about at 48 years old. Mm. It's kind of stifling to the genre.
What does that mean?
The Virginia duo, composed of Pusha T and No Malice, can't relate to Three Stacks' thoughts on being an older artist in hip-hop.
Mm.
By Jelani Turner Williams, Dick 09, 2023.
Oh, my God.
Clips thinks that Andre 3000 still has a lot in him in regards to hip-hop.
Oh, right on.
Last month, the Virginia rap duo, composed of brothers Pusha T, 46, and No Malice, 51, guested on the live podcast Idea Generation, hosted by former Complex editor-in-chief Noah Callahan Bever. Held on the night that Three Stacks released his solo debut New Blue Sun, November 16, which showcases him playing the flute instead of rapping, Bever asked Clips if being of an older age was a deterrent to rapping. Absolutely not, definitely not, said No Malice around the 44-minute mark.
Wow.
I think it's kind of stifling to the genre to even think like that, added Push. Man, as long as you're living rap and you're living hip-hop in all capacities, and as long as you're still sharp with that pen, you got something to say. I mean, we want to hear it.
I want to hear it.
Not only living hip-hop, but also to add to that, living life, No Malice added.
Word up.
If you have something to offer, if you have something to say, just information and you're still creative, I can even appreciate someone who says it ain't for them and they don't want to do it, and that's where they are with their life.
Wow.
But as far as who you are and what you have to offer, that should never stop. Hmm. On sharpening their crafts amid the rise of younger rappers, Push admitted that he aims to make music that's so great that it competes with everything.
Right on, Push.
When you stop being great, that's when you got to get out. The Lox and Lil Wayne also spoke on 3000 sentiments, with the former urging him to rap again while on 105.1's The Breakfast Club. On his Apple Music show Young Money Radio, Weezy called Three Stacks' remarks depressing and that he hasn't run out of anything to talk about in his 40s. Although No Malice briefly retired from Clips following their 2009 album Till the Casket Drops, he slowly made a comeback in the last decade, releasing two solo albums and featuring on tracks with Kanye West and Push. Older rappers are also present in the genre, including the aforementioned West and Pusha, along with Danny Brown, Freddie Gibbs, Lupe Fiasco, Boldy James, and more.
Oh, man.
Throughout the New Blue Sun rollout, 3000 told fans that he couldn't muster a full-length rap album, although he's contributed occasional guest verses over the past 15 years. I write down ideas and lyrics all the time, he said on CBS Mornings last week. And maybe I haven't found the music that's inspiring enough for me to want to write raps to.
Right.
Or maybe I got to find a new way to rap. Mm. If I don't feel like I'm doing something, it don't matter to me. Complex music.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, this reminds me of a conversation I've had with my therapist. Is I kind of felt I brought this up, but I kind of feel the way Three Stacks spoke about rap is how I felt about life. I felt Three Stacks felt like he had nothing to contribute to hip hop anymore, and I'm feeling like. And I was feeling like I had nothing to contribute to life at my age. It's done. And my homie who came back from Indonesia, when he heard that thought, I said, nah, nigga, it's not over. Nah, fuck that. Or do not for me. And maybe that's my problem. I need to just surround myself with old people my age instead of listening to rap music by young people. Rapping about shit that's never going to happen for them. Where was I? Yeah. Where was I? What I was trying to say is Malice and Pusha responded the same way, in a way my therapist is responding. Said, nah, it's not over, nigga. You gotta figure this shit out. This shit out. Yeah, I'm feeling emotional about that part. And there's still stuff we want to hear, Three Stacks. Look, I ain't going to push someone to do something they don't want to do. Don't get me wrong. kind of like, I really wish the Bodega Boys were back together. But I mean, no, not back together, but I wish they never broke up. But that's life. That's life. Here's hoping he figures it out. I guess here's hoping he figures it out. And if his choice to not rap, it's not based on defeat or a lie. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at. On inaccurate information. That's really what I'm trying to get at. All right. Man, that was a great article, man. Had me thinking. Yeah, I'm glad I saved it. All right. Okay, we're in the news section. So what else I got? Here's another article I'm going to play for you. And it had me thinking about, okay, it goes, 18 brands exit Diddy's Empower Global after sexual assault allegations surface report. Yeah, man. Look like Diddy's on the path of R. Kelly here. But yeah, here we go. Let's see what this XXL article have to say about Puffy. Okay, now here's hoping my AI bot isn't racist against XXL. Even though XXL has a white owner. Shout out to Eminem. yeah. Looks like we're not going to get the, you know, fuck with me, bro. Oh, no wonder. Yeah, goddamn XXL bangs.
18 brands exit Diddy's Empower Global after sexual assault allegations surface report. 18 brands have reportedly severed ties with Diddy's Empower Global after sexual assault allegations surfaced. According to a Rolling Stone report published on Sunday, December 10, 18 brands have ended their business partnership with Diddy's e-commerce platform Empower Global after Cassandra Cassie Ventura and three other women accused the hip-hop mogul of sexual assault.
Three other? Oh, wow.
Midnight 00. Annette Njau, founder of luxury eyewear and handbag brand House of Takura, reportedly confirmed to Rolling Stone that she has severed ties with Diddy's online marketplace for black-owned businesses.
Wow.
This decision was made on the day that Cassandra Ventura filed her lawsuit, Njau told the music publication. We take the allegations against Mr. Combs very seriously and find such behavior abhorrent and intolerable. We believe in victims' rights and support victims in speaking their truth, even against the most powerful of people. Another company, Tsuri, a luxury skincare brand, told the magazine it's looking to end its relationship with Empower Global immediately. As a women-owned and led company, we do not and will not linger in a gray area about the mistreatment of women, said Ashley Galblock, the company's founder.
Respect.
Other brand founders expressed the same sentiments, emphasizing their dedication to respecting people of all genders, ethnicities, and ages. Meanwhile, of the more than 160 brands listed on the online marketplace and contacted by RS, 9 stated that they were remaining on the platform.
Of course.
One business owner even defended Diddy by telling the publication to please leave that man alone.
Wow.
XXL has reached out to Diddy's rep for comment. Read more. A new open letter. Diddy has been hit with 4 sexual abuse.
Okay.
News of brands leaving Empower Global comes as Diddy is facing at least 4 lawsuits from 4 different women alleging sexual misconduct by the hip-hop mogul.
Oh, that's another article. I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I want to focus on the fact that sorry, I'm laughing because I was just talking about Matt Rife. You know, I got to go easy on that white boy. And I'm about to go in. I was talking about how, don't know the details. I mean, I just know the alleged reports. But if I couldn't be on that jury. I talked again. I know I'm not being fair. I couldn't be on that jury. But there's no way I'm able to see Puffy not doing that shit. I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm just saying I won't be surprised. But here's the thing. It's more, I like that we're moving towards an age where being a toxic male is not being tolerated, as opposed to something you used to get a high five for. I was thinking about that during the Me Too movement. After the Me Too movement, it hit me. I had a realization. It's like, yo, honestly, growing up, as a boy growing up, the world had convinced me that part of being a man of power is abusing it. Being abusive. Like, my biggest motivation for being a successful male was to abuse that power. Now, I didn't see it as abusing that power. I honestly was convinced that once you get money, the fame, and all that thing, and all that shit, women will behave like the women in pornography. I didn't know, it didn't cross my mind. I was too young to understand that what I was seeing in pornography was inaccurate, was not the real world. If a woman does behave like the women in pornography, it's not because she likes you, it's because she wants something from you. And if you're not clear on what it is, then you are very likely to give her something that you don't want to give her. Well, my point is, I thought it was part of the abuse of power. Hey, you want to get on this podcast, baby? You know what you got to do. Take you to the bathroom stall, and you can show me you deserve to have it all. Okay, all right. The one thing I will say, the real reason why I bring up this article is because I was, I remember when Puffy started out, or Bad Boys, and when he would talk on records, it was a cool thing. I mean, like, Bad Boys, take that, take that, take that. As we proceed, I thought it was cool. There was something about his voice, there's something about his voice that was, like, I'm trying to find a word to describe how it, what I felt when I would hear his voice in the background of his Bad Boy, you know, on one of his music, on music from his label. I just thought it was cool. There was something about that voice. Now, when I hear his voice, I'm like, he did that shit. He literally did that shit. Now, I'm going to play this clip of Mace rapping about P. Diddy. This goes back to, I don't know the details, but I'm going to rely on these rap verses to speculate some more about the guiltiness of Puffy, Sean Combs. Here we go.
Go to church on Sunday, I'm the illest of all. Don't ever put me with other bad boys who had hardships. You know, I get it jumping like a boss pit, nigga. Uh-huh. I'm the first level, dirt level. I can never work level. Niggas mad I made it to the I would never work level. Does Cain kill Abel? I'm able to kill Cain. And love don't steal, my nigga. Change your name.
Come on.
And I see no integrity in your name.
Uh-huh.
And I'm haunted by the ghost of St. James, Champagne King, match my rolling plain Jane. And I say, thank God I ain't changing. If niggas never found a killer, why is niggas living it? Everybody broke, niggas got a plan of vision in. Niggas be selling their soul to go to a brunch. Niggas might end up sweet, drinking that punch, I suffer good. And niggas know I'm from another hood. To get a brotherhood, I'm trying to make sure that my mother good. I act sheep, but I'm really cold in the ghost. No matter who top five, I'm one cold in the most. I'm the ghost of Wolf, ghost of RZA. Come with the facts you never considered. I'm the ghost of Shine. I speak for every artist never spoke their mind. Representing every artist that was left behind. From Crank Mac to G-Dub. I still remember them kids chanting for every producer you ever stole a sample. I make examples. Niggas holler around money. You know that's not a man move. You know you Frank and I'm Tony. You know that it would get lonely. It's never safe if you owe me. You know that say it's true. You can't stop a nigga came from wicked candle. Karma came and gave him bonus for what he did. The Kim Porter made a day he dies and rests in piss water. He could have changed his life. That nigga could have saved his life. Now it ain't no way to fight. Now he out here waving white.
know your strategies and what your habits be. And right now I got a role in your faculty. So when you get the murder, come back with me. What a destiny. Gotta know that Donna Sound wasn't rapping free. Actually, after Big died, what a travesty. When Mace left, nigga, was nobody after. Guess I got the last laugh. They ain't laughing, huh? We can stay strapping up.
Ready for a massacre.
Here, Black Ball Beach,
the ball ain't black enough.
Tupac horse, nigga.
Tupac chorus, nigga. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm not sure who Kim Porter is. I just looked it up. He made reference to Kim Porter. He goes, relationship and family. Porter has a son, Quincy Brown, born 1981, with singer and songwriter Al B. Shore. Word on the street, Al B. Shore is Haitian. Anyway, from 1994 to 2007, Porter had an on and off relationship with rapper record executive Sean Combs. They have a son named Christian Combs. Oh, his baby mother. The mother of his child. Okay. And twin daughter Jesse and Dilla Combs together. Combs included a tribute song to Porter on his solo album, on his fifth studio album, The Love Album of the Grid, entitled, okay. I mean, I wanted to hear dirt. I wanted to read about, oh, she died. Flu-like symptoms or cause of death. Damn, this is a big thing about how people die around Puffy. God damn it. Hold on a second. Sorry, this is my computer. My computer wants to be on this podcast. You happy now? All right. Okay. Yeah, man, that was a dope-ass verse, man. But look, on one end, yes. I think we do as... We ain't shit as the public. I won't lie. Part of me wants to see him come down. Wants to see the great fall. No, That's not fair. No. That's not fair. If he did that shit, yes, I want him to be held accountable. I want him. Mean people suck. That's a shut up podcast, Be Black policy. Mean people suck. I'm not going to say I wish you death, but I do root for your failure. I want bad things to happen to you. From red light at every time you drive to, you know what, I'm not going to go into details. But mean people suck. I hate the idea of people who do other people dirty and then go into public and get praised for being, and everyone else. They do people dirty on the low, but we assume that they're good people. Like that shit that happened with Cosby. I'm trying to imagine being one of his victims and all these people like praising them. Cosby is the greatest. Yeah, but you know what he did to me? Yeah, fuck, come on, you're making it up. You know what I'm just saying? Yeah, mean people suck, and I just want them to get what they have coming to them. That's really what it comes down to. That's really what my inspiration to see Puffy fall is. If he did that shit, I want him to fall for it. Because mean people suck, all right? Mean people are prospering way too much, and I need a few of them to be taken down. All right. Not violently, but I'm just saying karma. I need to see karma in action. That's what I'm trying to say. All right. Okay. All right. That's it for news, but I'm gonna end with a thought. Church ratchetness. Now, for those of you not familiar with this podcast, church ratchetness is my moment to is a segment that I created where I just talk shit about the church. Why? Because I'm a preacher's kid, a repressed preacher's kid, who with a lot of resentment towards the church. Now, look, man, if the church worked out for you, I'm not speaking against that. Go with God. I'm happy it's worked out for you. But I'm in the category of human beings or ex-Christians who didn't have a good experience when it came to church. So leave me to my bad feelings about it. I'm entitled to it. I deserve it. Oh, also, for those of you who are fans of the Black Guy Who Tits podcast and are like, hey, wait a minute, church trashiness, you stole that from the Black Guy Who Tips. I'm going to say, no, I want to be clear. They have sword ratchetness, I have church ratchetness. They're McDonald's and I'm McDowell's. All right, no beef. Let's not start any controversies. I mean, you know, I'm a fan of Black Guy Who Tips. Let's not start any shit when there is no shit to start. All right, okay. So in this particular segment of church ratchetness, I'm minding my own business on TikTok and this shit, and this white homie shared a clip that, holy fuck, that sent me through the roof. and made me want to say it. And that's why I'm like, fuck Cracker Jesus. And he could suck my dick. That's why Cracker Jesus could suck my dick. So here we go. I'm going to play this clip.
This is how a Christian movie talks about slavery, and it's insane.
Okay, you see where we're going with this? All right. I don't know what the title of this fucking movie is, but it doesn't matter. But brace yourself. So I'm going to play it, and yeah, brace yourself. Here we go.
Insane.
Some of the masters were faithful to God and treated their slaves like family members. I don't know what percentage it was, but some slaves actually had really good lives.
Wow. It's certainly a different way of looking at it.
I mean, truthfully, I've embraced myself for a conquest of America by China or Russia. I mean, if they came in here and made us all slaves, we'd all be faced with the same dilemma as Uncle Tom.
Oh my God.
You think that could happen?
If a civil war breaks out, which seems like a good possibility right now, we could be faced with something like the French Revolution.
What you think about police brutality?
I think being a police officer is a really tough job. So yeah, I mean, they get anxious and they get jumpy.
As a young white man that loves God, what's your take on Black Lives Matter?
I think it's all a smokescreen. Man, I just feel like African Americans are being used as pawns in a chess game.
Shut the fuck up.
By whom?
The Democrats.
I'm sick of listening to your shit.
And those who wish the destruction of America.
So you think the Antifa dudes can just start killing and destroying property? Who will kill their own members who don't get involved with the killing?
Sure seems that way.
If the government takes everyone's gun, one terrorist can take over an entire town. What are we?
There you go. And now I better go.
Hey, man, thanks for your input.
Hey, it was good talking to you.
Yeah.
Later, buddy.
Shut the fuck up. I'm sick of listening to your shit.
Hold on, I got a few sound.
Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Fuck the police.
All right. See, this is an example of why
you must learn.
Oh my God! Did y'all hear that shit? Sorry, I was playing for my clip. Playing for my sound clips, and I heard it once. Don't need to hear it again. But yeah, that motherfucker pissed me off. Look, this ain't the first time I've heard a Christian, a white Christian, use Christianity, white Jesus, to get some black person to diss black people, to talk shit about black folks. Like, man, police got it bad, man. Anyways, this is a Christian movie. Oh, maybe I should describe the scenario. It's a black guy talking to this white guy, white Christian, and he's telling him about and he's explaining to this black guy on how he should see, you know, how it is to be black. It's all bullshit, nigga. It's all bullshit. Look, Black Lives Matter is bullshit. Oh no, I think the worst was, yeah, some slavery loved Jesus. They were the only slave master because they had to. Man, shout out to John Brown, man. Fucking John Brown. Yeah, okay, that should piss me off, but talking shit about it and being able to play clips like,
shut your mouth, Kane, bitch.
Oh man, it's probably the only reward I get from playing it. All right, okay. All right, gang, this concludes News and Random Thought. Let's jump to final thoughts, and you get to get the fuck out. We get to get the fuck out of here, all right? Okay, let's go. Yeah, I think I'm going to get high, man. It's late. I drink a lot of coffee, so which justifies why I have to get high. All right, okay. Tomorrow's what, Thursday? Damn, beautiful. Okay, gang, let's jump to... What was I thinking? What's up with today's title of today's episode? I'll be honest with you. Two things that crossed my mind is, one is, usually when I do final thoughts, it's like, no. I'm not making excuses. It's my goddamn podcast, and I did what I did, all right? So this weekend, I was watching Hollywood Shuffle by the great Robert Townsend. And it hit me differently. No, okay, I want to be clear. I'm not doing a movie review or anything like that. It's all you're going to hear is a great movie. Middle finger to people who gave it such a low rating on. Doesn't matter, right? But some people didn't get it. But I was, watching Hollywood Shuffle. And what inspired me to watch that movie is because I'm reading the book. I'm nearly done reading the book. What is it? Black is the New White? Or is White is the New Black? Damn, what's the name of the title? What's the title of this? of the book. Anyways, the book by the memoirs of Paul Mooney, right? And he was talking, and I went over the chapter where he's talking about how he was in movies and how he met Robin Townsend. I'm like, oh, that's right. He was in Hollywood Shuffle. So it reminded me to watch Hollywood Shuffle. Fucking classic. Great classic. So as I'm enjoying myself, and one of the snips, like, there's a lot of great clips from Hollywood Shuffle, like Black Actor School. But the one, the clip with the... sorry, it's not that I'm distracted, it's my brain is, I think I'm getting tired. Yeah, Attacks of the Killer Pimps. When that title came on, I remember the thought of, damn, I have an excuse. That's a great title for an episode. Yeah, no, that'd be an amazing title for an episode. Two, and plus, it gives me an excuse to talk about a movie that I saw over the weekend, and not just talk about it, but how I felt. Now, there's a lot of great stories, not just about Hollywood Shuffle, not about the movie, but how it was made. And I was fascinated at this notion of, I'm trying to imagine, there's an article linked to this in other links, actually in Final Thoughts, I'm going to move it in there, about Robert Townsend on how Hollywood Shuffle paved the way for modern black satire. It's more the idea that this dude, like, went through a lot to create this movie. He, like, maxed out credit cards. Like he managed to rack up 60 grand on his credit card to make this movie. And it's the idea. I wonder what it's like to be so devoted to your own vision. That's what fascinates me, that idea. Now, again, I am not trying to be a motivational speaker. Well, not at the moment. Not right now. Not in the current state that I'm in. But I can't picture myself being so devoted to my own vision. Being this devoted to my own podcast. I mean, wait, now, hold on a second. I have invested a lot of money on this podcast and time and energy. But homeboy went above and beyond to make a movie happen. I think it's fascinating. Anyways, again, I am not Mr. Hey, follow your dreams and all that. But thinking about that, trying to pretend like I was in his shoes and having, like, trying to imagine what that devotion must be like. Put me in a situation where I was walking with a friend and I was joking with her. I said, hey, because she was talking about something she accomplished recently. She's in the process of accomplishing. And I remember when this thing was just a pie in the sky idea. And I was so proud of her. And I thought, I was like, I think it's the notion of not manifest destiny, but putting it out into the universe and it happens. And I caught myself joking with her. It's like, so you're going to be at my Netflix special? The reason it's a big deal for me because I'm still that guy with thoughts of ain't shit, like life is done for me. Ain't shit I can contribute to the world. While reflecting what it must be like to be so devoted to your own vision, I guess in a way gave me a bit of hope for my own. It allowed me to dream like I was a child again. Now, I'm not saying I'm working on my Netflix special. I am saying the fact that those words came out of my mouth in 2023, you have no idea how. It's the closest thing to like, oh shit, there's a pulse. Maybe he's the one. That's what it is. I'm starting to feel like that scene in The Matrix, spoiler alert, where everyone thinks Neo is dead. Then Trinity gives him a kiss and he comes back from the dead. He's the one, you know, that I guess that's yeah. I'm not saying I believe I'm the one, but I am saying I'm getting close to believe that I believe that I can save him. I fucking love that scene in The Matrix. Cause Morpheus died because he believed in something. holy shit, hold on, what's the actual word? Okay, I'm gonna log off, but I want to remember what's the actual quote. Morpheus, oh my god, really? Okay, you know what, it's really late, my typing is off. Died because he believed. No. Hold on a second. What's that quote? If you were killed in the Matrix, no, okay. Okay. Matrix, Morpheus, no. Neo, quote, Morpheus died because he believed. I love that. Oh man, I can't find it. Okay, hold on a second. All right, okay, how about this? Matrix scene when Neo realizes he can save Morpheus. There we go. That's it. Is that it? Oh, of course they're not going to show what he... Oh, man, of course they're not going to show it. Damn, all right, man. Anyways, the I'm trying to find the scene where basically is when he's Neo doesn't believe he's the one, but there's something in him that says, "Yo, I gotta save this black guy. Holy fuck, this dude's gonna die for on a fool's errand." He thinks I'm the one, but I just love that scene when he's like, he doesn't believe it yet, but he know he can do this one task. That was powerful. Yeah. All right. I got to find this scene, but I'm not going to waste your time on this podcast trying to find it. But with that said, boys and girls, this concludes today's episode on this December 13th. Oh, wow, we're getting close to Christmas, aren't we? It's not the Christmas that I'm looking forward to. It's the time off. But yeah, man, this concludes today's episode. Like always, go to the show notes to find the links to everything, to the stuff that I talked about on this podcast. But especially, there's an other links section. Think of it as us being friends and me just, this is links that if we were friends that I would just forward to you or pop or text you or share on Facebook. It's just, yeah, some stuff are difficult to go through. Like it's about Palestine and others should make you laugh, put a smile on your face. But with that said, this concludes today's episode. Holler at me if you want to talk to me, send me some comments, reply. If you want to talk to me about something I said on the podcast, I'd love to hear it. You can find me on these Twitter streets using the handle at bblizak or at shutuppodcast. On TikTok at b.black. On Instagram and Threads with the handle at shutuppodcast. But if you really want to find me, come to Death Row. No, come to Shut Up Podcast. Go on the internet. Log into your browser. You kids in your browser. Log in. Start up your navigator, your Netscape navigator. I'm trying to be funny. All right, okay. And just go to shutuppodcast.com. What was that? I said shutuppodcast.com. One last time because I wasn't paying attention. I was still sleeping. Yeah, shutuppodcast.com. On there, you can find an RSS feed to the site. Oh, by the way, the email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. But yeah, on this site, you can find the show notes, the RSS feed for the podcast to subscribe to this podcast. Or you can go to Google, Apple, you know, you can pretty much go to anywhere you can find a podcast except, what's that guy called? Spotify, yeah. It doesn't matter. All right, so thank you for listening. Seriously, thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcasts. Oh, snap. Forgot to say peace.
I am your king now!